15 minutes after 8 a.m. If you've just joined us, welcome into it, into the final hour of the show. And we move along now to our next feature. Now, we were speaking about it with yesterday being Universal Children's Day. An organization called Mothers to Mothers, in conjunction with British Airways Flying Start, visited the Townsu Community Health Center in Khayelitsha to launch a special project yesterday. Now, infants and toddlers who are part of the Mothers to Mothers Early Childhood Development Program got an early Christmas surprise when British Airways donated 100,000 rand to provide educational toys. Pretty awesome. But joining us online this morning is Dylan Mann, who is the Mothers to Mothers Global Communications Director, to tell us a bit more about this story. Dylan, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
I think before we get into yesterday, let's firstly understand a bit more about the organization Mothers to Mothers. Who exactly are you?
So we are a South African born and bred organization. We were started right here in Cape Town in 2001. What we do is we employ women living with HIV as frontline healthcare workers. They're called mentor mothers. And those mentor mothers work with other women, children, and families in their communities. They do a range of health services, but of relevance to children are the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and also early childhood development. And since 2001, the organization has really grown. We're now working across 7 African countries. We've created more than 10,000 jobs for women living with HIV and reached more than 11 million women and children during that time.
Now, of course, the work that you do is really important, and I'm sure the investor confidence is equally so. So, you know, in terms of the partnership with British Airways, tell us a bit more in terms of the partnership.
Well, British Airways have a partnership with an organization called Comic Relief. And if you've ever flown on British Airways, you'll see that you have an envelope on the plane where you're encouraged to make small donations through a partnership called Flying Start. Mm. And since 2010, we've been one of the beneficiaries of that Flying Start partnership. And so that money has come to Mothers to Mothers to help us, some of that money to help us improve and expand our services. And it's just been a really great partnership. I mean, of course, there's, you know, we work to give children the best possible start in life. So there's a great kind of synergy with Flying Start there. And British Airways have always been very supportive and helpful, both in terms of the financial donations, but also in terms of helping us spread the word about Mothers to Mothers. And this latest campaign is just another example of that type of great support that they give us.
Brilliant. Now, we understand yesterday was a very celebratory sort of day out of the Townsu Community Health Center in Khayelitsha. Tell us a bit more about what went down.
Well, so we had some representatives from British Airways there and a few representatives of the media, and we gathered together some of our mentor mothers and some of the moms and babies and young kids in our program. And we really used it as an opportunity to demonstrate our work, to show the early childhood development work that we're doing, how we're teaching parents about nutrition, about the right ways to play with their kids, demonstrated some educational toys you can use, some toys you can make, and just talked honestly also about some of the challenges that we still face in our work. And then, as I think you mentioned in your introduction, British Airways surprised us with a 100,000 rand donation on top of some support they've already given us. And we're going to be putting that money to use for educational toys for use in our program, not just in Khayelitsha, but across the whole of South Africa. We work from around 45 different sites in South Africa at the moment. So that's wonderful. And we are also encouraging the public to get involved. So if people are moved to make a donation, and it doesn't need to be a big one, you know, from as little as 100 rand, you can help us buy a set of stacking cups that we can use when our mentor mothers are visiting with children at home or playing with them in health centers, and, you know, the prices kind of go up from there. And we'll be putting all of that money to buying those toys so that it goes to help some of the neediest children in South Africa really get that flying start to life.
Great stuff. Now, Dylan, tell us a bit more about some of these success stories. I mean, since 2001, you've mentioned you've grown in leaps and bounds. You know, looking at children and mothers from, you know, your earlier projects, how are they doing at this point in terms of those success rates that you've had?
I mean, it's been quite a journey, and there have been huge successes. So when we started in 2001, it really was the height of the HIV and AIDS epidemic. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of stigma. And the transmission rate from mother to child, either an unborn child or through breastfeeding, was as high as 40%. Now, there's absolutely no need for a mother who's living with HIV to transmit the virus to her child if she gets the right treatment and, of course, the right psychosocial support in terms of telling people that she's living with the virus, being able to ask for help. And, you know, our proudest achievement is that last year, across all of the countries that we worked in, the mother-to-child transmission rates for our clients was just 1.3%. And in South Africa, in fact, that was as low as 0.3% for our enrolled clients. So that fits the UN definition of having virtually eliminated that mother-to-child transmission of HIV. So that's been a really huge sea change for us and a big win. And as I mentioned, we've also, you know, taken the step in the last few years into expanding our programming into early childhood development so that the children we work with are not just born to survive, but also have every opportunity to thrive. And the children that we enrolled in 2017 into that early childhood program, 97% of them hit all of their developmental milestones at their first birthday. So that's another achievement that we're very proud of. And I think the last thing I'll say is, and I mentioned this a little earlier, is, you know, we've created 10,000 jobs, more than 10,000. In fact, it's almost 10,500 now across all of the countries we've worked in. And these are jobs that are being done by women who may otherwise have been at risk of stigma or of marginalization. And now they are proud, professionalized, well-paid, trained healthcare workers. And I think that's been another great achievement for the organization.
Brilliant. And of course, going forward, you know, what sort of vision does Mother to Mother have? And of course, for those that would like to find out a bit more in terms of the work that you do, how can they go about doing so?
Absolutely. Well, so the world has agreed what are called the global goals or the sustainable development goals. And we've all agreed as a global community to achieve those by 2030. And one of them is to end the HIV and AIDS epidemic by that date. So that obviously doesn't mean that there won't be anyone who's still living with the virus at that date, but it means that we'll be seeing very low or zero new transmissions of HIV, and we want to play a huge role in that. But we also are going far beyond HIV and AIDS now into areas like early childhood development, working with adolescents to make sure that, you know, as the new generation, they have the skills, the access to education, the confidence that they need to make healthy choices. So our vision really is of a healthy, thriving South Africa and a healthy, thriving Africa, underpinned by women as healthcare workers at the front lines of it. And please do check out our website. It's www.m2m.org, and that's the number two in the middle, so the letter M, the number two, and then the letter M.org. And also, if you search for Mothers to Mothers on all of the regular social channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can find us on there. And we welcome inquiries from people who have questions about our services. We welcome offers for partnership. So please do get in touch, engage with us. We're a community-based organization, so we love to have conversations. And thanks very much to your listeners for anyone who feels moved to take that step.
Perfect. Well, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us this morning and, of course, sharing with us on the organization as well as the projects that you do. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. And that was Dylan Mann, the Mothers to Mothers Global Communication Director, speaking to us there in terms of Mothers to Mothers helping giving children a flying start together with British Airways there. Pretty cool.